This week, I enlisted the help of a precious young friend named Caitlin to write for the Enjoy the Journey section located on the right-hand side of the homepage. Caitlin is a 17-year-old, soon-to-be senior at a local high school. Through her words, you will feel the love and depth of commitment that she has for her Lord Jesus Christ. Please enjoy. As far back as I can remember, music has been a huge part of my life. I may have come out of my mother's womb tapping my foot. Much hasn't changed. I'm still tapping my foot, singing and praising the Lord. It just happens. I can't help it. You might say, I've got the music in me. Music brings joy to my soul, and I've enjoyed it for a very long time. I like a variety of music genres and have participated in numerous events and groups through the years. I can tell you that each of these experiences has met a particular need and filled my soul with the power of the Holy Spirit. God's Word tells us in Ephesians 5:18-21, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. Music is a big part of my daily routine. I may listen to the radio that's already programmed to my favorite Christian station, pop in a CD, or listen to an internet provider. Any of those choices meet my needs and help me to get my Jesus on for the day. I feel quite sure I've entertained a lot of people driving from place to place over the years, but you know what? I'm okay with that. What's important is that music is an essential part of my worship experience. My worship experience. The experience, regardless of time of day, belongs to me. In other words, music is a part of my deepest core and nestled deep in my heart. I find that it refocuses my attention on the Lord as I allow the words to speak to me, maybe a favorite artist or song, or an old hymn that I learned as a child that touches me the most. I can tell you that I'm thankful that He places just the right song in my listening path at just the right moment. I know it's not by accident. You see, it's Him whispering in my ear. There have been many times over the years that a specific song rescued me from my faulty thinking and restored my soul. David said in Psalm 81:1-2, "Sing for the joy to God our strength. Shout aloud to the God of Jacob. Begin the music. Strike the tambourine. Play the melodious harp and lyre." You know, I'm picturing a pretty raucous crowd in the temple. After all, David instituted music into the temple worship services, and we all know how passionate David was about his Lord and Savior. How wonderful it is to experience music in a worship setting and prayerfully show our gratefulness at how intricately linked the two are. The worship experience allows us to lift our thoughts and emotions as we celebrate God's greatness. Music is a great way to share the joy and excitement that is found deep within our souls. So turn the radio on, select a favorite station, and let the music move you. You'll be glad you did. Have a blessed week.